October 12, an amazing mother. The faith of Mary, the mother of Jesus, astounds me. Her faith in God could easily have ended in public disgrace, if not stoning. Remember, she is no more than 16 years old, and more likely 13 or 14. Matthew 1, verse 18 tells us she was pledged to be married to Joseph. Jewish marriages were still largely arranged by families beforehand, but with the consent of the two who would marry. Being pledged to be married was a much more binding relationship than engagement today. In their time, you were considered a widow or widower if the person you were pledged to died before marriage. Breaking the relationship, even though it was not yet marriage, was still called divorce. So being pledged was a lot nearer to marriage and a lot more legally binding than engagement today. Having sexual relations with any other person through this pre-marriage time carried the penalty of death by stoning, as in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 23 and 24, even though this doesn't seem to have been often carried out by Joseph and Mary's time. Mary must have weighed up the possible consequences before deciding to trust God and carry the God-child Jesus in her womb. She faced ridicule, shame, misunderstanding, rejection, and even death. Joseph, the man she loved, could have refused to go ahead with the marriage and spurned her forever. His faith was equally extraordinary. Any mother today with a strong faith in God has a greater advantage over a mother without faith. A Christian mother has resources beyond herself. Mothering isn't easy, but at least with God's help, heaven steps in to lend you a hand.